Back in August, our roving reporter Andy Causton and his friend Bob attended a special open day for disabled people at the Library of Birmingham prior to it being officially opened. Andy recorded some of the information that was given to visitors on this tour, and here are some of the edited highlights.
Right, so this is the ninth floor. We call it the viewpoint because there's a panoramic view out over the whole of the city. Today it's a bit misty and cloudy, but it's still pretty impressive. You can see all of the buildings around Birmingham, and in the distance over that way to the south, I think you've got the Clent Hills. We've got a toposcope here, so you can scroll it to change the view, and it's everything that can be seen around the city, and it's got lots of these little buttons, and if you hold down a button it will come up with information. It's an electronic toposcope, so it's a touch table. We've got these devices throughout the building, and this one's just running a particular piece of software that allows you to look out over a panoramic view and have a look. So if I scroll all the way to the right, there we go, we should be able to get all the different hills you can see on the distant skyline up, and got all of the buildings around the city centre as well. So,
can you tell me, does it talk?
It doesn't, unfortunately, at the moment, but I was informed today that it is just going through its first iteration. They do have some revisions to make to it. This is the Shakespeare Memorial Room. As you can see, it's an amazing room. It's actually been with us a very long time. It's Victorian, and it was constructed in the old library, and it was designed by John Henry Chamberlain back in 1882. In the 70s, when we constructed what is now the old library, it was moved with the library, so it was in the old library, and now it's moved again. And I think they had to get cranes in to get it up here onto the ninth floor. So it's obviously got some very nice woodwork, and apparently it's inspired by Elizabethan, and there's lots of carvings with birds, flowers and foliage around the room. The woodwork was all by a noted woodcarver called Mr. Barfield, and we think the brass and metal was probably crafted by a firm called Hardman's. And previously it has housed the Shakespeare collection at the library. But what we now have is we have these hypoxic storage areas down on floors 5 and 6, and that's to stop anything degrading over time. It's to prevent fires occurring, and everything's stored in a very controlled environment down there. So what we've now got here is just a selection of books and paraphernalia relating to Shakespeare and his works. So if anyone wants to have a browse around and take photos, they can.
So we're walking over to one of the walls. So what can you see here, Bob?
Well, we have another cheerful thing called Shakespeare's Death Mask.
Is it a mask of how he was depicted in death, or what?
Well, what they did, they put plaster of Paris over his dead face and removed it, all done secretly and neither come to notice.
Secretly at night?
Yes, because, you know, it's while he was in the church.
So we're now on the seventh floor. This is where we've got a lot of staff offices. Myself and colleagues work up here. And we've also got the staff area, but hidden away up here, and it is open to the public on a general basis, we've also got the secret garden.
So we're now on the seventh floor, and we're heading out to an area called the secret garden.
Obviously, it's quite different to the floor 3 one. And it's a nice place to sit down and relax. It's hidden away up here. A lot of the plants up here are slightly more wild. They've been planted as they're suitable, obviously, for being at a slightly higher altitude. It can get quite windy and a little bit cooler than down there up here. Yeah, it's just a very nice place, and feel free to have a wander around and take in the sights and sounds and smells. It's quite pleasant. We also have a very unique anti-pigeon strategy. We have someone who comes in with a hawk a few times a week, and they let the hawk fly around and they scare the pigeons off. So yeah, that's quite interesting. But feel free to have a wander, by all means.
Now, if people want to sit down, whereabouts are the benches?
There's benches by the comfrey as you come out, and then there's benches As you walk round the edge or the gravel path, you'll see another set of benches with a round table.
Okay, so there are some benches with no tables and others with tables.
Yes. And you've got a selection of red. There's a selection of purple flowers, yellow.
So this is potentially where we could come and have a picnic, for example. There's a high enough wall around the edge that someone who's blind wouldn't fall. Or
No, definitely not. I mean, if you put your hand out, you can feel the wall here. Okay, if you go up a bit. And see that? That's the top of it.
And it's got, I think, an iron or metal balustrade.
Yes, it has. And there's also these rails along the bottom as well, which you could probably feel with your foot just about, if you see that. So,
now, is there are there stairs coming or a slope coming down from here? Could you leave the library from this terrace?
You could not, no. It's far too high up for that. The only way down from this terrace, but from this floor, we've got a series of lifts. We've also got, we've got stairs in the stair course, so you could go down the stairs. It's a very long way to get to the ground floor from here via the stairs. I know a few people who have attempted it. They were very tired afterwards. In the event of a fire, however, we, in addition to having the stairs, we also have evacuation lifts. So we've got good health and safety features so that if something does go wrong, there are plenty of ways to get back down the building. There's also, as well as the public lifts we came up in, there's a scenic glass lift.
Now, can you bring your own lunch up here and eat?
Yes.
Bring your own lunch.
So now we're leaving the secret garden, which is off the seventh floor, and we're going down to music and children.
My name is Ursula Colville, and I work in the music library in the Library of Birmingham. And I'm here today to explain to you all about the new facilities within the music library. Right, well, I'd like to welcome everybody to the music section within the new library. There are two entrances to the music library. There's people can come through the entrance here on my right, and also from the other side there. So, first of all, you can probably see we've got security gates here. Those are in place because of some of the materials that we have are, you know, are vulnerable or expensive, that kind of thing, CDs, DVDs. So we've got a gate each of the entry points here. Okay, we have some lockers for the public to use. That's a fairly new thing within the libraries, and that anybody can actually use the lockers over to the left there. Okay, and you can see one of the service points as you come along. Hopefully. Okay, so you can see we've got printed music in the middle there. Now, this area that we're in here is going to be used as a teenage chill-out section. It's a nice idea because you've got, you know, quite a room, you've got a lot of natural light coming in there. The screen is going to be obviously used for showing stuff, you know, different subjects that would be interesting. And there's going to be some nice chairs and things to sit in as such here. Where three doors are open, we've got three practice rooms. They are bookable for anybody who, if you're doing music or you want to rehearse something, you know, people can actually book up for a practice room here. And that's a very good new service that we've had put in. Also, I don't know whether you realise when you're going around this building, I've never known a building so plush with toilets and facilities and stuff. There's, you know, everywhere you look. So now this area we're calling Beatbox, and it's a much smaller, perhaps a lot more intimate, more relaxed performance space. As you can see, the seating, it's not a very formal idea. It lends itself much better to having perhaps smaller groups. Maybe if you've got somebody, a band or something that's just starting out and want to just play to family or something like that, or if you've got, you know, somebody who's been doing some songs or a little group of such. And also for the library, if we have activities and that sort of thing, we often have groups of younger students. We have a group of people with learning disabilities, and up to now it's been really difficult to do sessions with people like that because of not having the area where you're not interrupting everybody else. So this is absolutely brilliant. And I think what's lovely about this as well is you've got the natural light as well. You're not having to rely just on, you know, electrically lit area. And of course, through here, you've got the amphitheatre as such. So you've got sort of two really interusable performance spaces here, which is great. And you can see people can look around. I don't if you can see the railings around the side there. But anybody just passing by, if people happen to be walking through and there's performance going on, you know, you can actually use that. So the music library is a circular department built around this amphitheatre. Okay.
Okay, welcome everybody to the Children's Library. This bit over here is the story step area. And the idea here is that, can you see the lights there? The kind of theatre lights. The idea is that we'll be able to move these tables here, which are a study area, and we'll be able to have performances here. So maybe somebody might be doing a little play or something down here, and the audience will be able to sit on the steps to enjoy the performance. When there isn't a performance on, there are going to be little cushions on there, and people might be able to read stories with their children. Round the corner, there is
a digital screen.
And there might be, well, we don't know quite how we'll use that at the moment. It can be used for so many different things, but it could be used for interviews with authors, little films showing, that kind of thing. And it will link up to the iPads, I believe, and to apps on the iPads. So it's all a work in progress, but there are lots of possibilities and potential in this area.
Right then, well, through the glass doors where the lifts are, did you come down in the lifts just now?
Yes.
Yeah. Well, instead of turning right, if you had turned left, you would have gone round to the disabled toilet and to a set of female toilets, a set of male toilets, but also a changing room, baby changing room, and a separate feeding room. Babies, mums and babies, dads and babies are very welcome to feed them anywhere in the library, but if you want a bit of privacy, if you're breastfeeding, for example, then there's a separate changing room through there. Now, just behind these two very fine young people here, we've got a digital screen. They're throughout the building, actually, so you might have seen them on other floors if you've been in other places. But what that's about is informing people about what's going on in the library, what's coming up, special events, different collections that we've got. So if you've got 5 minutes just to look at it, or even if you're looking at it very quickly as you pass, we're hoping that's going to be quite a grab thing. Oh, I want to find out. Oh, Joanne Rowley is coming. I want to find out when she's coming, and things like that. And those screens are throughout the building. With us, it will mainly concentrate on items that are key to children and young people and their families. But as they come with families, obviously we want things that adults are going to be interested in as well. Now, I'm still talking toilets. Just here on my left, we have the children's toilets, and there's also a baby change in there as well. It isn't a separate feeding room, it's a room with a toilet and the baby change facilities in one, and then three other toilets for children and their families. Okay.
Can I ask you, is there Braille on the toilets?
On the signs, yes, there
is.
Yes.
So we've just passed the teenage area, and we're coming over to our inquiry desk. There will be self-service machines over here. We're encouraging people to be as self-sufficient as possible in the new library so that the staff time can be spent more usefully with people talking about books, recommending books, doing all the kind of more interesting things that we do in libraries. But that is our inquiry desk if you need to speak to a member of staff. Well, this is the picture book area, and we will hopefully have some rugs here so it'll be more comfortable as well for parents to sit with children and read books to them. We've got our soft toys that came over with us from the old library. That gorilla over there is 19 years old. He arrived at the old library on the first day I was there, and he used to have four babies. He's only got two babies now. I don't know where the other two have disappeared to, but they have. So this is a very, very important area for us in the Children's Library, because this is where it all begins. If you can teach children to read and enjoy books, then they're the future users of the rest of this lovely building. So it's very, very important to make a comfortable space here, and we hope it will be very child-friendly. And we hope we'll have lots of activities as well to encourage children to come into the library, story sessions. We're going to start off slowly with all the activities in the library. There's a programme of lots of events coming up over the next few months. There's a lot going on at half term for children. We will start our Shake, Rattle and Rhyme session, which is a a singing nursery rhyme session for the very smallest children, and that'll be midweek, probably on a Wednesday or a Thursday. But you need to always check on the website exactly what's going on, and that'll be all the latest information about what's happening down here. We do have books in Braille, and we have a loan every 6 months or a year from an organisation called Clear Vision, and they're Braille books that sighted users can use with somebody who needs to use Braille. So you've got a proper kind of picture book with words, and then you've got it in Braille at the side, so that a sighted and a non-sighted person can read it together. So a parent maybe who is not sighted can read it with their child who is sighted, or the other way around.
And how many of these have you got, roughly?
We get them on loan, about 30 at a time, those particular ones from Clear Vision. And then we have other Braille books as well, ones of our own.
Is that just in the children's department that you have Braille?
That is just in the children's department. Though that is what we have in the children's department.
And our talking books have Braille down the spine, so that you can read what the talking book's all about.
Can you use your old Birmingham Library card, or do you have to have a separate one for here?
Oh, you can. If you've got any from previous library,
you can use
it here.
All right.
Yeah. Or if you haven't got it, you can make it today, or you can, when you come next time, you can make it then. But you need to bring a proof of ID and a last 3 months old bank statement or any utility bill.
Whilst you're here, could you tell me what the opening hours are each day?
We are open Monday to Friday, 8 a.m. until 8 p.m. We're open on Saturdays, 9 a.m. until 5 p.m. and Sunday we're open 11 a.m. until 4 p.m. Now there are bits of the library, like the archives and heritage, that might have slightly more limited opening hours, so we do advise you to phone before you visit if you're visiting for a very specific reason and you want to make absolutely sure. But generally those are the opening hours.
The contact details for the new Library of Birmingham are as follows. The address is Library of Birmingham, Centenary Square, Broad Street, Birmingham, B12ND. The telephone number is 0121 242-4242. The email is enquiries@libraryofbirmingham.com. And finally, the website is libraryofbirmingham.com.